Okay, our friends. So it's spooky season, and we have talked about monsters. We have talked about the dark. We have talked about things that you could be afraid of. But most of those things are pretend things, right? There are no such thing as ghosts, haunted houses. No, no. Those things are not real. But there are some things which are real, that are scary, like the dark. Yes, that can be kind of scary. And there are other things. So today we're going to read about them, and we're going to talk about them. So today's story is called I Am the Storm. It was written by Jane Yolen and Heidi E.Y. Stemple. The art is by Kristen and Kevin Howdeshell. And it's read today by Mommy and
Hokulele Dum Dum.
Hokulele dum dum. What? Hokulele dum dum? I love your names. They're the best part. Okay. When we open the book, we can see a lovely farmhouse. And the sky is bright orange. But except for the big black and purple cloud hanging over the field near this house. And it says, when the wind howled and blew loud as a train, we had a party in the basement with Grandma, reading books and playing games with the flashlight. See, in the picture, we can see what the storm here is. It is a tornado. And there are parts of the country that have tornadoes. It is, we also call them cyclones or twisters. And it's a big, sort of like a whirlpool in the sky with the clouds. Mm-hmm. Do you know, fun fact, Mommy has lived through a number of tornadoes. And I can tell you one thing, they're pretty easy to get away from. And this book just showed us how to do it. You go into the basement, especially with the people that you love, and you do fun stuff, which is exactly what they're doing here. When the wind stopped whirling, as tornadoes always do, we picked up branches and fixed the fence, and I danced round and round our front yard, howling and blowing like the wind. That's another thing to always note. Those big scary storms like a tornado can feel really scary, but they don't last for very long. Just a few moments and it's gone. Here's another one. When the ice and snow fell, sparkling like fairy dust on the windows, and all the lights went out, we made a fire and cooked hot dogs and marshmallows. And it looks like they're playing a game, too. Mm-hmm. So sometimes bad storms can come across different parts of this country, too. Actually, parts of the world. Blizzards. They can knock out your energy so that you can't have electricity running in your home. And you may think, oh no, but guess what? Candles.
Is that a trash can?
Looks like it's a toy bin. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. In the picture, we can see some toys in a bin with a bear and a sword and all kinds of stuff. So, when the ice and snow stopped falling, as blizzards always do, we shoveled our walk and Mrs. Garcia's too. And we built a snowman and tossed up big handfuls of snow that fell down on my head. That's the best part about a blizzard, is when it's over, which they always do end, they don't go on forever. It may take a couple days, but they'll eventually stop. And then you have a beautiful blanket of snow.
To play in. Ooh, snowball fight.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I know. When the fires burned in a forest nearby, Papa drove us to the lake. We camped out and made new friends, and I picked wildflowers and tied them into bouquets. Mm-hmm. So we live in an area where there are quite a few wildfires, right? And when we get a warning and we have to leave our house because there's fires, what do we get to do?
Go to fun places.
Yeah, We get to go to fun places.
Like the mall, and we could go bowling and play video games.
At the arcade, we've done that, absolutely. Or they are going camping, and that's fun too. When the forest's cold, as wildfires always do, I brought flowers to all the neighbors while the grown-ups swept the ashes and washed windows. The air still felt hot as I swayed with my arms up like a slow, beautiful flame. We had big bowls of ice cream to cool down. Now, remember when we had that one time when we walked out and there was ashes in the air? And we said, oop, better go back inside. We don't want to breathe that in. It's the same situation. In the picture, we can see people wearing masks to keep from breathing in the ashes. And that's a really good idea, too.
You know, you could just, you could not just go and sweep up the ashes. You could just stay in there as the ashes will fall apart.
Yeah.
Shrink
you,
into the ground.
You don't want to have those ashes in your yard, though. Not good for your trees. As the sea swirled and roiled and rose almost to the sky, we drove away from the ocean to my cousin's house. We pretended the bunk beds were boats high above the waves. So if you live near the coast, like some of our friends do, there are hurricanes that can happen, right? When the ocean gets all twisted and overgrows and splashes everywhere. And you can have floods and tidal waves and all kinds of things. But the waters will go back. They will go back down. The water will leave. And then you can rebuild.
Poor kitty.
The cat doesn't like it though. The storm was strong and I was scared. But when the wind and the sea calmed, as hurricanes always do, we went back home. And in the picture, we can see them going back to their home. Yep, it looks like they're going to have some work to do to pick everything back up again. It's okay to be scared. Yeah, it absolutely is. Nature is strong and powerful, but I am strong and powerful too. I am loud like a tornado. I am wild like a blizzard. I am hot like the fires. I am fierce like the hurricane. I am the storm. Yeah, those are all things that we can see. And you know what else? Is there's like things like earthquakes and all kinds of other things that you may feel a little bit scared of, and that's okay.
Like, there's one part of the world where I think it has flooded, and people have died, and their houses have been buried in water.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. But you know what? Whenever I feel scared like that, whenever I know that sort of thing is happening, do you know what I like to do?
What?
I look for the people who are helping. Because even in situations where there's floods, there's also people out there in boats coming along to say, here, come to safety, come in our boat. We'll take you to dry land. We'll take you where you can be safe.
And those people are the good people that you should help.
Yep, and you should say, how can I help? If you really are scared, the best thing you can do is look for ways to help. What can I do to help others? And then guess what? Mm-hmm. You're being helpful. And when you're helpful, you don't have time to be scared because you're being helpful. Back to the book. And when the storm passes, as it always does, I am the calm too. This book is great because it talks about tornadoes and blizzards and wildfires and hurricanes, and it gives you lots of information that you can learn about so that you can know what to do when the time comes.
Why do I feel like this book was in a tornado?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit. The pages are all, they're meant to look like, the way the art is designed, it's meant to look very natural. And that's why there's these kinds of, they look like maybe stains, but they're not. It's just the way the art is designed. Yeah. It is really interesting to look at. But the point is, my friends, even in the darkest of storms, even in the scariest of moments, you can be helpful.
And when it ends, like it always does, you can act like it and remember when you were, and remember when you were helpful.
That's right. And it's okay to be scared, but just know that it won't last forever. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.